Hi, Aaron.
Hey, I don't even know whose extension this is. Who am I
it's
speaking
Melissa.
With? Oh, Melissa. All right, I got the right person.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
Started calling me about that tag, but I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on because I'm driving right now. I have 5-6 people to see today, so I can't really read it.
No worries.
So what's going on with that particular case? What's happening with that?
So it's a patient that won't – I guess she wants to come to our agency, but there's kind of like a whole bunch of red flags that I'm like, eh. So from what I gather, she currently does not have any services, but she lives with her son or her son lives with her, and she claims that he is a drug addict. So and that he abuses her. To what extent, I have no idea. So when we call her, she's crying. She's like losing it. She's like, I don't have any clothes. So but she said that she wants home care, whatever, whatever. So we were trying to get the service coordinator to send us the authorization, but because the patient didn't request, we did a 3-way call. And, again, the patient was with the crying, that she doesn't have any clothes, that she's being abused or whatever it is. So now it went from A to Z. So I had spoken to Judah about it, and he wanted to know if you were able to do, like, a home visit. But I'm like, but this patient's not with our agency. But it was just more of, like, to make sure that she's okay. So I don't know if that's something we do.
Yeah, why would we do a home visit for somebody that's not even with us?
Yeah.
If it's a prospective client, that is understandable. Do you think that we're going to get the off?
To be honest, I don't know. Because now I feel like it's going to end up being an APS referral. And then my concern is the son. Like, if she does live with the son, let's say we get the off, but he is a drug addict, for example, based on what she says, and he is abusing her, then that's not going to put our ease in a very good position either.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Son is a drug addict. We don't have an off. But she does. I'm assuming she has. I saw something about the service coordinator. So she has the waiver. It would just she'd be a transfer case, correct?
Correct. So the only thing is that the service coordinator was, she was going to, her first thing was, oh, well, the patient has to call and request the off. So when we did the 3-way call, the patient just, you know, let her have it on everything that's going on. So it's like the off just like, whoop, went out the window because there's other issues that need to be addressed before they even bother in regards to the off, which I'm assuming it's an APS referral that's going to end up happening.
Right. That's what. And did the SC give any information on where she's at in terms of, like, is she with a home care company now?
She doesn't want to give us any information. She says it's a HIPAA violation. She didn't even want to let me know if an authorization was put in, like a starter care. She's like, it's a HIPAA violation. The patient needs to, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. Whatever you say. But she didn't want to give, and like she, it's going to be a difficult case to get based on the service coordinator and the patient's current situation.
Yeah, that's, it sounds like the service coordinator is also a deterrent. And I wonder, is the service coordinator doing what he or she is supposed to in the first place?
Well, she supposedly was trying to get her supervisor on the line who's not answering. So she told Ruth, you know, that she'll call the patient back because she can't be on the line with this situation with us on the phone, even if the patient gave the authority for her to be on the line with her.
Okay. If possible, if I don't know, if you speak to the service coordinator again or whatever, see if he or she can call me. I want to check the temperature of this and see if it's even worth it. I'm almost sure I can't go out there today. Tomorrow I'm in Northeast. I did look at her zip code is 19140. That's North Philly. So there's a possibility, depending on how tomorrow goes, that I could go by there. What I'm worried about is, one, it's going to be exercise of futility. We don't have the case. We may not get it. And the service coordinator seemed, I don't know if the service coordinator is putting the client's wellness as a priority. Like, in terms of, I mean, she's talking this HIPAA stuff and all this type of stuff, but what is the service coordinator doing to ensure that the client is safe? Because when I was doing service coordination, if this is the case, son is abusing her, he's a drug user or whatever, I'd already had APS involved and 100%. Or the police. It would have already been done. Matter of fact, and if I'm the supervisor or my supervisor would have already said, like, the service coordinator would be out there today. as in, we got to see what's going on. She said she has no, I read something about her not having any clothes and being abused.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there, you call 911 and everything. It also could be mental health stuff involved, like all that stuff. And then whatever the current home care company, if she has a home care company, they would have to be involved, like who's the caregiver, if there is a caregiver. You know what I'm saying? Like the service corps did not get enough information where it sounds like he or she would put us in the middle for something that we would have nothing to do with, couldn't help with. It right
and
now,
that's what I'm
like
trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want to be put into a mix for something that we shouldn't be in the mix. Like, if it's our patient, fine. Obviously, we have no choice. But if
right.
it's something that has nothing to do with us and we're just, like, trying to help out and then we just get dragged into it, that's what I'm like,
Yeah. And we're not getting enough information. If there is a caregiver, if the caregiver is agency staff, then that's one thing, then we will be staffing her. But if the caregiver is, I don't know, say if the caregiver is the son, then that's a whole other issue. Will, you know, we already know that the son is supposedly a drug user. So will we even bring him on as a caregiver? Then will mom approve? You know what I'm saying? It's a
yeah.
lot of, and I guess I'll talk to you eventually, because I also got to let, there's some things I can do, but also there's some things that Yona wants me to focus on.
No,
so,
I get it.
I'm
gonna discuss it with Jude, and I'm gonna tell him, listen, there's more red flags to the case than this. I don't think it's worth it. I'll speak to him. I'll let you know. I don't think we should do anything. Because she is, I think we did enough with making her aware of what's happening, and now it's the ball's on her court to make sure that the patient's okay. But if we, feel like if we keep pushing and stirring the pot-ish, it's going to backfire.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right. If we get any more clarity that puts us in an advantageous position by tomorrow, I could possibly make her my last, because I'm in the northeast. Philly tomorrow, and I have to, it's not necessarily on the way, but I have to pick up my daughter from downtown. I can go through North Philly, so there's a possibility I can make her the last one, but I also want to make sure that it's going to be worth it for us instead of wasting time.
And I don't like, exactly, and that's one thing that's like one number, top, that's like number zero. I don't like waste people's time, and I don't know.
Right.
So let me speak to Judah again about it. I'll tell him that we discussed it and there's more red flags. And then I'll let you know if he still wants to see the pass by and we can get more info, then I'll let you know. But I'm going to say no for right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll keep you posted, Erin. I appreciate it.
Yep, not a problem.
Thank you. No problem. Bye.
All right.